Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to track 4 in this masterclass for surviving our sewer society. And in this track, we're going deep into the time prison, where we're going to talk about the ways that our time has been enslaved and do a little bit of swimming through the sewers, navigating the sewer traps, and setting our time more free. Now, this is a track that I've really been looking forward to, because it really is the crux of this entire prison system, almost as much as the final track we're going to get to, The Prison for Your Mind. The time prison really brings together the last two prisons, the work prison and the financial prison. As we covered in the key framework, the WMT, work, money, time, really this triangle of how our time has been enslaved in the work and financial prisons is only the obvious part of the time prison. And in this track, we're going to dive into much deeper paradigms. Because time is where it's really at, isn't it? Right? What is our life but time? Literally, all we have is time. But how many of us are using our time for what truly matters in our lives? We talk about time management like it's a thing. It's having a do-now list and being organized and having hacks and tips for shutting down your email and whatnot. But what is life but time? And what matters more in our lives than how we manage every moment of our time? And how many of us are having the time of our lives? How many of us are deploying our time and living the lives we truly want? How many of us feel free to use our time in ways that we choose? Some 2/3 of people disengaged in their jobs. Oh, it's okay. It's only 45 years of your life. It's only 5 out of 7 days a week. The majority of us, the majority of our lives, the majority of our time, stuck in jobs we don't want to be doing. And we're the lucky ones. We're the lucky ones. We're the ones who have jobs. On the grandest scale of humanity, we are the lucky ones. With more choice, more high quality uses of our time. That's us. Do we feel this way? Waking up in the morning, popping our little pills just to get through the day. How many of us wake up looking forward to these days of ours, to loving the time of our lives? At night, drinking away our worries. Just got to sedate our minds, numb the pain, so that we can get to sleep at night. Waking up the next day to do it all again. So many of us just desperately hoping that we can live long enough to retire, and that we can somehow save enough money to actually enjoy the time of our lives in retirement. In our 60s and 70s, this is when we get to enjoy the time of our lives. This is what we're all working towards. That's when you get to be free. This is the time prison. And what are we left with in our society? A series of escapes. We get to numb the boredom with TV and sport and social and internet. Numb our pain with alcohol and drugs. Online, porn, every other distraction and addiction. Is this what we're here to be? At age 17, if people sit back and say, "This is the purpose of my life, to watch a lot of TV, to attend every sports game, to surf the web hours a day, to be all over my email, This is what our time has been sucked into. How many of us have discovered a deeper purpose in life and are living it? And how many of us are even living the moments of our lives? How much time do we spend with our families? And when we're with them, are we even there? How much time are we truly present? How many people are with their kids, with their spouses, on their little devices, reading news about stuff happening elsewhere? Anxious, fearful, checking email, themselves pulled into the reality of other people somewhere. How many of us can even escape that thinking mind? So, instead of thinking about the future or the past, we're actually in the now, in the present moment. We have all these platitudes in our society. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. You can go to LinkedIn and Facebook and see tons of people write about this. You can distract yourself with blogs and podcasts and have tons of people talking about this. Be present. Yet how many of us are present even 1 minute a day? How many of us want more time in our lives? We so desperately fear dying. Yet how many of us are even living one single day where we're here right now, fully indulging our time, fully immersed in our time? And what is this life about but time? Seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years, decades. How many of us are living the days of our lives? I laugh whenever I use that phrase for obvious reasons. See, in our society, we talk a lot about money rich and money poor. But how often do we talk about being time rich and time poor? What does it mean to be time rich? What does it mean to use your time richly? To deploy your time in ways that make your life rich? To deploy your time in what truly matters to you? To live in this moment? To be focused on things with great purpose? What does it mean for you to be time rich? And what does it mean to be time poor? It's everywhere, isn't it?